USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One governor is reevaluating part of his plan to reopen his state's economy. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says looking back, he would have slowed down the reopening of bars.
Now seeing in the aftermath of how quickly the coronavirus spread in the bar setting, and you know how a bar setting in reality just doesn't work with a pandemic. People go to bars to get close and to drink and to socialize.
Abbott, speaking to television station KVIA, said the data looked good when they decided to reopen the state's economy. Now he says the state's obligation is to take measured steps to slow the spread of the coronavirus. There are now more than 5,000 people in the hospital in the Lone Star State because of coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It was a historical moment in Mississippi.
85 yeas and 34 nays, resolution passes.
Lawmakers have tentatively approved legislation to drop the Confederate battle emblem from their state flag. That symbol has come under intense criticism in recent weeks amid nationwide protests against racial injustice. Republican Governor Tate Reeves now says he will sign the bill. He previously said he wouldn't veto one. A commission will design a new flag that cannot include the Confederate emblem, though it must include the phrase, "In God We Trust." Princeton's Board of Trustees has voted to remove Woodrow Wilson's name from the university's School of Public and International Affairs. Traces of Wilson's legacy include not just the name of the school, but also the name of a residential college, which the university intends to shutter after two new residential colleges complete construction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A college sporting rivalry is changing its name in Oregon. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
The Civil War is no more. Games played between the Oregon Ducks and the Oregon State Beavers will no longer carry the reference to the country's 19th century war between the Union and the Confederacy. Per a statement released by the University of Oregon, the Oregon and Oregon State Departments of Athletics have agreed to no longer refer to the rivalry games as the Civil War. The decision is effective immediately and includes all athletic competitions for all years ahead. The schools made the decision following mutual discussions as well as conversations with university officials and input from current and former student athletes from both schools. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A bill to make the nation's capital the 51st state has been approved by the House. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has more on the story.
The bill to make Washington, D.C. a state passed along party lines in the House of Representatives. It would allow for the admission of Washington Douglas Commonwealth to the Union. Douglas Commonwealth, named for abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who spent 17 years of his life in the city. The state's territory would exclude monuments and federal buildings such as the White House and Capitol Building. But the bill is not expected to pass the Senate, where Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opposes the measure, and President Trump vowed to veto it. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.